Okay, in the beginning of Ksubis, just to give a brief introduction of what's going on over here. What's important to know for the Mishnah, for the Gemara, at the beginning at least, in the time of the Gemara we learned that they used to do Kedushin, 12 months later they did the wedding. Okay? In order for a man to live with his wife, he needs what's called a Ksuba. A Ksuba is basically a document of financial responsibilities from a husband to a wife. The reason for that, the reason for the ksuba, the Gemara says that it shouldn't be easy for a husband just to divorce his wife. You know, if he could just divorce her and that's it, so everybody will go divorce their wives. But if you have to pay money, then people think differently. They would hesitant to divorce the wife. So in the ksuba it says there's a certain things which are written in the ksuba. Certain responsibilities that are not written in the ksuba, but it's still part of the responsibility of the ksuba. In the ksuba, there's also two types. There's a ksuba for a virgin, a psula, and there's a ksuba for everybody else. For instance, divorcee, widow, convert. Okay, that is one amount. Psula, virgin, is double the amount. Psula is 200 zuz. Whether that is minatayim and rabbanim and machlekes and rishonim, based on the gemaras, if it's biblical ksuba or it's rabbinic, we find by Shechem they said harbol ay mohar umatom. We're going to give you a lot of money. You know Shechem when he wanted to marry Dina and all that. So Rashi says more means ksuba. So some people say ksuba is biblical. Most opinions, by the way, say even for a psula it's rabbinic. Even though in the ksuba today we write the chazi lechim deraisa. By psul, right? Biblical, but according to many, many opinions, it's rabbinic.
What does the mechazi?
The chazi that you get, that's fit for you, that's fit for you. I tell you, the rabbanim. Now, in addition to the ksuba, as that in case the husband dies or divorces her, he has to pay for a virgin a psul 200 zuz, for everybody else 100 zuz. That's one thing in the ksuba. Another thing in the ksuba, which is not actually written in the ksuba, but it's part of the ksuba, the husband has a responsibility to heal his wife, clothe her, feed her, you know, the regular obligations of a husband's to a wife.
That's midiraita.
Yeah, but that's part of the chiyuv of the ksuba. So the Mishnah says now, in more details we're going to see as we get along in the Gemara. Psula nisas liyem aravi. A psula gets married on Wednesday. A virgin gets married on Wednesday. Almona Liyem Achamishi. A widow gets married on Thursday. So a virgin gets married on Wednesday, the Gemara says. A widow gets married on Thursday. The Gemara is going to explain the reasons for all this.
Means Tuesday night?
No. Wednesday means Wednesday day. We'll see in Tesis. Wednesday day.
Does it mean a virgin married on Wednesday and something happens to the husband and she's a widow on Thursday?
No. If a widow is getting married,
what's a wedding like that?
Okay, if a widow is getting married, she gets married on Thursday.
Yeah.
If a virgin gets married, she gets married on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the Gemara explained why. Shapamayim b'Shabbos, because twice a week, but the dinim yeshvim b'yoras. Bezdin sit in the towns. There's a takana of Ezra. One of the Rashi is going to explain. One of the 10 takanas Ezra made. Okay, give him a copy of the. The Chachamim Ezra established that Beis Din sits twice a week, Monday and Thursday, in the big cities. That's when the courts sat. Why? So therefore, why? Shimhayule Tainus Psulim, because if he gets married on Wednesday and he finds out Wednesday that she's not a virgin, Hayamashkum le Beis Din, he would get up to go to court to dispute this whole thing.
Thursday,
huh? So Thursday morning, he would go right away to best.
If Wednesday gets married.
If he gets married on Wednesday, then Thursday morning, if Wednesday night he sees she's not a psula, then he'll come Thursday morning to Besdin and say right away whatever the various things that we'll see in Rashi and in Tesis, what the Gemara says. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. So if you look in, what?
Nothing with the Almona, Yom Chanish, we don't know yet why.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Based on this, if they sit Monday and Thursday, why can't a virgin get married Sunday? Why Wednesday?
It's hard to prepare right after Shabbat.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to talk all about it. We'll see. Okay, Rashi. Psulin is asli yom arvi. So Rashi says, top right, yeah? Takadu Chachamim, the Chachamim instituted Shatinasi Bereviyah B'Shabbos, that she should get married on Wednesday. Can Mefarish time, like the Gemara, the Mishnah explains the reason. What's the reason? Shepamayim B'Shabbos, because twice a week, Rashi says that's not talking about Dalmana. Because the whole issue is going to come to Beis Din and say she's not a virgin. Obviously, if she's a widow, she's not going to be a virgin anyway. So this whole inyan of going to Beis Din, 1 minute, running to Beis Din, absolut koi koi is when she's a virgin. B'sheini b'chamishi, since the Mishnah said, because Beis Din sits on Monday and Thursday.
Why are we discussing Rashi here?
We're learning Rashi and Tesis. That's what we made up now.
Okay.
B'sheini b'chamishi, achas mi'aser takonis, one of the 10 institutions, Shatik and Ezra b'bavakama paradik meruba, in Bavakama in the 7th pair called meruba, the Gemara brings down that Ezra instituted 10 takonis, Mefarish Tochul, and that Gemara explains all of them. And one of the 10 is that Beis Din should sit Monday and Thursday. One of the reasons, Pashavesim, those were market days. In the olden times, Monday and Thursday were the market days. So that was the days when everybody would come into the city anyway, from the farms, you know. So Beis Din would sit Monday and Thursday because that was the most practical time for people to be there. Therefore, Rashi says, the Chachamim instituted Shetinasi Berevi, she should get married Wednesday. Why? She'im ha'yodatayinus psulim, because if he came and said she's not a psula, she's not a virgin, yashkim le'Beis Din, he'll get right away to Beis Din ba'ed kasi olav while he's still angry. In other words, Rashi is explaining, let him get married Tuesday and he'll go Thursday to Beis Din. Yeah? So Rashi said, by then he'll cool off. We want him to be able to go to Beis Din when he's still angry.
Why?
1 minute. He says, the im yesho has been time, and if there's time, yeshlochosh we're afraid, shame yispais, he might be calmed down, miskara daita, you know, cool down, v'ikamen only keep her. What's the problem if he keeps her? Shame he's in satachta, because maybe she committed adultery after the kedushin, before the wedding. V'nasra olav, and then she becomes forbidden for him. Because we learned like this. Rashi is explaining, what do I care if he gets married Tuesday or Monday? So come Thursday to Beis Din. The problem is, if he cools down, the problem is, she might be already forbidden for him. Because we just mentioned before, they give her a year to get married. First they do Kedushin, which makes her an Eishes Ish completely. Right? And then, 12 months later, she gets married. Now, she commits adultery between the Kedushin and the marriage. She cannot marry the guy. She cannot marry the guy because she committed adultery willingly. So here, Rashi is explaining we can't allow him to cool down. Because if he cools down, he says, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to accept her. She might not be allowed to stay married to him because she committed adultery, Rashi says. Vinesha olav kiralfinim b'seita, like the Gemara learns in the Gemara Seita, from the pasuk v'nistera v'hinitma, that's the pasuk by Yeseita, that the Gemara learns out that a woman who commits adultery is forbidden to the husband and the guy she got married to. I mean, no, the guy she had adultery with.
What's v'nistera?
V'nistera, she could be hiding. V'hinit's a pasuk by the Seita. Therefore, now that he'll come to Beis Din, it'll become clarified when the rumor goes out because he comes to Beis Din, because then witnesses will come. In other words, like this, if we're going to see this more in Tesis is going to elaborate a lot on this Rashi, but the point Rashi's saying over here is that if the woman became forbidden for him, how do we know? Even if he says, and I'm going to say it now because Tesis elaborates a lot more on this. A guy comes to Beis Din, okay, and he says, my wife's not a virgin. As the Gemara is expressed, I found an open door. In other words, there's no Haimit, there's no Psulim blocking it. I found an open door. He's not believed. He's not believed. So the question is, he's going to come to Beis Din. What's that going to do? He's going to come to Beis Din and say she's not a virgin. Beis Din's not going to believe him. Like the Gemara says later, he's not going to be believed. But Rashi adds that by him coming to Beis Din, or become a commotion about it, and maybe witnesses that did see that it happened, maybe they'll come to Beis Din, and then it will be clarified. So Rashi is explaining, why does it have to be the day right before Beis Din? Let it be 2 days before Beis Din. Because then it'll calm down, and then he'll say, forget it, I'll stay married to her, and she might not be allowed to stay married to him. So what do we want? He should come right away to Beis Din when he's angry. The next day he's still angry. And then it'll become a tumult in the city. The guy came to Beis Din accusing his wife of adultery before they got married. You know, so maybe witnesses will come and testify, and then we'll clarify it.
How would the witnesses clarify this?
The witnesses could clarify by testifying that they saw this woman go alone in a house with another man. Even though they didn't see the actual act. But the Gemara says, Eidi Yichud or Eidi Bia. If the witnesses testify that they were alone, that means they're testifying that they were together.
It's Gemara Sanhedrin, we learn it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Okay, that's Rashi. Taisus. Top left.
What is the end of the Gemara?
No, but Gemara is going to ask, so let her get married Sunday. If it's because of Beis Din, let her get married Sunday. Why only Wednesday? Should be Sunday or Wednesday. Okay, now this thesis is talking about the language of the Mishnah. Thesis is discussing, why does the Mishnah say Besula and not Habesula? Hadolek Tani Habesula. This that the Mishnah doesn't say with a hey. Like it says, ha isha niknes. The first Mishnah Kedushin doesn't say isha niknes. It says, ha ish, the woman. Or ha yavam niknes. Okay? So what Taisus asked, why does the Mishnah not say ha besula? Like it does in all the other places. So Taisus says, mishum dahasim akroi koi. Because by Kedushin and by Yibum, they're referring to the Pasuk. The Kedushin of the Pasuk, the woman that the Torah speaks about, and the Yavam Yibum that the Torah speaks about. Ki yikach ish isha. Okay. Ha isha haksuva, meaning the woman that the Torah writes about. Or Yavam. Aval hacha leikoy akra. Here there's no Pasuk. It just says psula nisas. It's not saying the. Ha means the well-known one. So if it's going on a pasuk in Chumash Ha'isha Ha'yavama, then it uses the word hey. If it's just talking about a psula, then not based on a pasuk, so it uses the word psula. So why does it say over there Ha'eved Ivri? Does the Mishnah give him another copy of the one? Ha'eved Ivri. Why then it should say by Eved Ivri? It should also say, Ha Eved Ivri, because it's also based on the Pasuk of Eved Ivri. Avo bidichsib bekra ki sikna Eved Ivri. So why doesn't it say Ha Eved, if it's based on the Pasuk? So Taisa says, Mishim Timkain, then it would have to grammatically say, Ha Eved Ha Ivri. She'enu Dabuk, which is not connected to the two things. But the Torah, and the Gemara doesn't speak like that. Meaning like this. Taisus says, when it says Ha'isha Niknes, it's going on a Pasuk. Psula, that a Psula gets married, is not going on any Pasuk. So therefore it doesn't say Ha'besula, the Psula, it just says Psula. Then Taisus says, if that's the case, in the Mishnah Kedushin by Eved Ivri, should also say Ha'eved Ivri. Because it's based on the Pasuk, Kisik Ne'eved Ivri. So Taisus says no. Because if the Pasuk wants to use a hey there, he's going to have to use a Ha'eved Ha'ivri. Because Ha'eved Ivri could mean an Eved of an Ivri. Ha'eved Ha'ivri means the Eved is an Ivri. And it would be a double hey, and the Gemara doesn't talk like that. It's just not the style of the Gemara. So therefore, by Eved, it doesn't say Ha'Eved. Umiyu gabi ish v'isha, but by man and woman, the gilim b'chol makam l'shanas behei. Many times the Torah uses the word hey, like it says, ha'ish shahocha, the woman who went overseas, ha'ish shenasalma, the woman that got widowed, ha'ish madir as b'nai. The Torah is bringing cases, we need another copy. The Torah is bringing cases that by women, the Torah uses the word ha. So basically, this first Torah is very simple. Today is just explaining why the Mishnah doesn't say Habesula, and it says Besula.
Is this the proof that it's Midrabana? Because
no.
It's not in the Pasuk?
No. Okay, next places is also interesting. These are all on the expressions of the grammar of the Mishnah, believe it or not. It's rare that Tesis does this. Nisaz, he says like this. Hardalik Tani Nasin is now okay. Besula Nisaz means a Besula gets married. That's passive. Why doesn't it say Nasin es a Besula? You marry the Besula on Wednesday. Because we find Ha'ish Mekadish. A man is Mekadish the woman. It doesn't say the woman becomes Kedushined. So it should say you marry a virgin on Wednesday. Why does the Mishnah say the virgin gets married on Wednesday? It's uncommon language in Gemara. Like he says, how do like Tani Nasin of Sapsula? Why doesn't it say you marry the Psula? Like it says, Ish Mekadish. So Taisa says, simple, Fisha'at Mekatsu Yasin, because this is shorter language. Nasin es Apsula is three words. Besula Nisas is two words. And the rule, the Gemara says in Pesachim many places, the Mishnah speaks as short as possible. So Taisa says, why doesn't it say Nasin es Apsula b'yom revi? Because that would be three words. And Besula Nisas is two words. So the Mishnah picks two. But I hate another reason. And this is for a din purpose. The E Tani Hachi, if it says you marry a Psula, have a mina filu bakoch, even against her will. Like it says, why does it say ha'ish kaina? Why doesn't it say by Mishnah, a man acquires the woman? And the Gemara said, because that would mean against her will. Okay, also over there it says, ki yikach ish isha, a man takes a woman, so the Mishnah says, a man does kedusha with a woman. But Taisus says 3 points over here. Number one, to make it shorter, instead of Nasin es Hapsula, which is three words, the Mishnah says Besula Nisas, which is two words. Secondly, if it would say you marry a virgin, I would think that you can marry her even if she doesn't want. So the Mishnah puts it on her. The girl gets married on Wednesday. That means it's up to her. She could do it willingly. She could do it. You can't do Kedushin against the will. Okay, now Taisa says an interesting thing. Next Taisa, Liam or Avi. The Mishnah said, a girl gets married on Wednesday. Yeah? Why not Wednesday night? Think about it. Let her get married Wednesday night, and the next morning will come to Beis Din. The Mishnah doesn't say she gets married Wednesday night. The Mishnah says, Besula Nisas, Liam or Avi. Wednesday day. So Taisa says, why can't she get married Wednesday night?
Maybe they get too tired, they can't.
Oh, one second. So he says, V'lei b'leil chamishi, k'damer perek basu denida. The Gemara explains there why. That went like this. There's a very interesting rule. Lekha k'suba, l'eramer b'tigra. There's no k'suba without a fight. There's always a fight when it comes to k'suba. Kol shekein, so therefore, im yas in the suin belel hay, if they get married Wednesday night, they might be fighting a whole night. They won't have a chance to be together. And then he won't be able to come to Beis Din the next morning. So if they get married Wednesday day, they can fight it out during the day, be together at night, And if there's a problem, come to Beis Din the next day.
They say there's no fight. I mean, there's always a fight.
There's never a without a fight.
What does that mean?
Whether between the in-laws, the outlaws, there's always a come on.
On the day of the wedding?
Before the wedding, during the wedding. Okay? So Tosfos says, that's why, Tosfos is explaining, why does the Mishnah say she get married Wednesday night, not Wednesday night? By the way, the post can bring down that nowadays, the Beis Din doesn't sit Monday and Thursday. So this whole din doesn't apply. That's why today you can get married Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not Shabbos.
Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's Sunday. I'm saying, because today, the whole reason is they come to Beis Din the next day, but today we don't have Beis Din like that anyway, so they can get married any night.
It also doesn't say they get in a fight. It says when they are involved with the Nisuin, they don't get a chance to have relations.
Tigrim is fight. Yeah, they're going to be so busy fighting, involved in it, they won't have time to have relations. If they're not going to be together, then how can he come to Beis Din next day today she wasn't the Psula? How does he know if they weren't together?
No, it doesn't say fighting. It says when they are busy with the Inyan of the Nisuin.
Yeah, what are they? They speak nicely over there. What are the Inyan fighting? What?
What is the point of him going to Beis Din if they don't believe him, if he says that she's not a Betula? What's the point of him going?
Okay, so Rashi says, and this is what we're doing now, this next thesis, that's discussing that. Rashi says, because when he comes to Beis Din, it's going to make a commotion, witnesses might come. Okay? We'll see what thesis learns. Okay? But simply it means, it'll come to Beis Din. In fact, thesis says like this, Vim Teimar, just for those that are thesis beginners, Vim Teimar is a question of thesis. Thesis asks, when Tesis asks questions, there are different expressions Tesis use. Sometimes it's im taimar, means if you're going to say. That's a moderate question. Tema is a very powerful question. Sometimes Tesis infers a question. There are different expressions in Tesis based on the strength of the question. But normally Tesis begins with im taimar, mean if you're going to ask, if you're going to say, so on and so forth.
Did we answer the question, why not getting married on Sunday and go to Beis
Din? No, that the Gemara is going to say many pages later. Meisha said the answer, really. Because the Gemara wants him to have 3 days of preparing for the wedding. So like this, he gets preparing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Shabbos, he can't do anything. Yeah. So he prepares Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, they get married. If you get married Sunday, when are you going to prepare? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day. Yeah. That's what the Gemara is going to answer.
Let's say she's done virgin. And they're going to have a kiddushin, and she's going to have an affair. It's not permitted to him either.
Right, right.
But in this case, doesn't have a chance to go to Beis Din next day. Has to wait.
If it's an almana, you mean?
Let's say no. It comes a Thursday, and she's not virgin, and she has an affair before go together. But she cannot go to the. He cannot go to the Beis Din next day and say, "I'm not sure."
Well, that's why they get married Wednesday.
No, the one that is not virgin.
Almana.
Right, Almana.
Yeah, but Almana wasn't given a year either. Almana, the Kedusha was right away. In fact, 30 days. We'll see in Tesis more. The Almana, the widows and the divorcees, didn't have such an elaborate wedding that they needed a year for preparation.
That was the question, it was permitted to him or not.
Yeah, you're right. Even if Almana, after the man does Kedusha with her, the new guy comes to a widow and gives her Kedusha and she committed adultery before she got married, she can't stay married to him either. They need to get.
But he doesn't have a chance to find out. But the first case, in case of virgin, he could have
found out. But he can't come to the Beis Din to say that she wasn't a virgin. Because, she's a widow. Of course she's not a virgin.
Right.
So then he would have to wait, because that would have to be a different story with witnesses.
Yeah. The issue was here, if it was permitted to him or not.
Yeah, but that's only if he heard that she committed adultery.
So there's a possibility that...
A guy called me this week. True story, a guy called me this week. He didn't know. He was asking me a different question. He said, this wife committed adultery on her husband. So what was his question? Do they need a second wedding?
What?
Do they need to redo the chuppah? That was his question.
Because she
committed adultery. I said, that's not the issue. The issue, can she stay married to him? Right. He wasn't aware of it. I said, the question is, can she stay married to him? Mm-hmm. She said, so what do you do? I said, if he believes her, then she's forbidden. If he doesn't believe her, she can stay. So if she says, I don't believe you.
If she
never tells him.
So why'd you tell him for?
I don't know whether he told her or not. The guy didn't want to tell me what was going on.
So is the halacha that a husband shouldn't believe the wife if she comes and says that?
In halacha it says you teach the husband to say, I don't believe you. Usually he wants to divorce her anyway. I'm saying, if not...
So he says, I don't believe you, they can remain married.
Yeah. Okay. Here's an... here. Okay. So now Tesis says, and I need to give an introduction to this Tesis. The Mishnah said, a psula gets married Wednesday day. The way Tesis explained why Wednesday day, not Wednesday night. That in case she's not a virgin, you can come to Beis Din and make a tumul that she's not a virgin and she committed adultery before the... Now, there's a Gemara later on Daf Tes, and this is what Tesis is basing himself on. The Gemara on Daf Tes says... This is, I'm just reading the Gemara in Daf Tes. If a guy comes to Beis Din, okay, and he says, I found an open door. It's a nice way of speaking. Meaning, she's not a virgin. Okay, it was open. Naman la'isri olav, he's believed to forbid him for himself. Okay? That's what Rabbi Elazar says. He's believed that she cannot stay married to him. If that's what he says. Now, the Gemara asks, like this. Rashi explains in that Gemara, the ksuba she's going to get anyway. He's not believed to make her lose money because there's no proof that she committed adultery. There's no proof that she committed adultery. The guy says she's not a virgin. And what's he saying, basically? That she committed adultery between the Kedushin and now. Right? And then the din is, he has to divorce her. They cannot stay married. Plus, she loses her ksuba. So he's not believed to make her lose money, but he's believed to say she can't stay married to me. Why? There's a rule... Shavya anafshi. This is very important. I'm going to explain for this coming test. I need to explain all this. Shavya anafshi chaticha de isura. A person has the ability to make something forbidden for himself. Just like a person can make a vow that he won't eat meat. Mm-hmm. What's he basically doing? I can forbid myself to eat meat by making a neder that I make a vow that I'm not going to eat meat. I forbid it. If a guy says, my wife committed adultery, basically what is he saying? That my wife cannot stay married to me. So even though she might be, because there's no proof, but he has the ability to make her forbidden for him anyway. Because that's the rule. You can always forbid something permissible for yourself. But is he believed that she should lose her ksuba? He's going to divorce her, right? He's not believed. Because you have no proof she committed adultery. You can make her forbidden to you because you can make something forbidden for on yourself. Right? But you can't make her lose the ksuba because there's no proof that she committed adultery. Correct? But the Gemara asks, 1 minute. Even then she shouldn't be forbidden on him. Because it's a double doubt. It's a svek sveka. Meaning, maybe she committed adultery before she got married, before the Kedushin. Secondly, even if it was after the Kedushin, maybe she was raped. How do you know she did it willingly? There's something called svek sveika, double doubt. This guy says, this woman is forbidden for me because she committed, she's not a virgin. Now, number one, maybe she'd never committed adultery, because maybe she was non-virgin before he did the kedushin. Right? And then, she doesn't lose the ksuba, because she didn't commit adultery. Secondly, even if she did commit adultery afterwards, maybe she was raped. How do you know she did it willingly? And this is an interesting din, because that's the Gemara's answer. There's a din, if a wife committed adultery willingly, she cannot stay married to the husband. Right? Asura lebal, like we just said, asura lebal, vasura lebal. She can't stay married to the husband, and she can never marry the guy she committed adultery with. What happened, God forbid, she's raped. Because it was against her will, she can stay married to the husband. Unless he's a kohen. A man who's a kohen, God forbid, his wife was raped, she cannot stay married to the kohen. Nobody's blaming her, she's not responsible, but a kohen cannot marry a woman who had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry.
They already married.
Stay married.
Yeah, but...
It's a matter of blood or Jew?
No. Where am I saying that someone else raped? You're talking about someone else raped her before somebody, she got married.
No, I'm saying even after she got married.
Oh, you're saying the Kohen did the rape thing?
No. If a Kohen is married to a woman,
yeah,
and God forbid somebody else came and raped his wife, she cannot stay married to him.
But if he doesn't believe her, then what? Even if it's true, you could say, I don't believe it.
No, through the witnesses that it happened.
Assuming that really there are no witnesses.
Yeah.
There are no witnesses. She can't incriminate herself.
Correct.
He could say that, I don't believe it.
Right. But I'm saying, if there are witnesses that she was raped, then if it's a wife of a Kohen, she cannot stay married to him. So the Gemara is going to answer, in the case of a wife of a Kohen, it's only one doubt. Was it before the Kedushin? Or was it after the Kedushin? But there's no double doubt, maybe she was raped, because if it's a wife of a Kohen, even if she was raped, she'd stay asur to him. Then it's only one doubt. Was it before the Kedushin? Or after the Kedushin? Okay? Or, if the girl got married under the age of 3. Because the din is, this we're going to see in the Gemara many times. The Gemara says, if somebody lived with a girl under 3, b'suleisel chayzrim, her virginity comes back. If a 2.5-year-old girl lived with a man, she becomes a virgin again when she hits 3. The virginity comes back. It's only over 3 where then she loses it completely. Okay? So the Gemara's question is like this. This is what Rabbi Lozer said, a statement of Daftes. If a guy comes along and says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, he's believed that she's forbidden to him. So the Gemara says, how could he be believed? It's a double doubt. That means there's 75% chance that it's allowed, and there's only 25% that she's not allowed to him. Because number one, maybe at 50-50, maybe it happened before the Kedushin, maybe after. And then even if it happened after, it's 50-50. Was she raped or did she do it willingly? So the Gemara asks, then why is Rabbi Lassa saying he's believed to forbid her? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's speaking, when is he believed if she's a wife of a Kohen? Then it's only one doubt. Or a girl under 3, which is again one doubt. Because if it happened before the Kedushin, and she got married under 3, then obviously she's still going to be a virgin. So she's not, obviously there's only one doubt that it happened afterwards. Okay? That's what the Gemara says later. So Tesis now questions, what is this guy going to gain by coming to Beis Din? The guy's going to come running Thursday morning to Beis Din. I lived with my wife last night and she wasn't a psula. But the Gemara says later, he's not believed. So what's he going to accomplish? So Rashi answered the question by saying, just by coming to Bezdin, there will be a commotion. So witnesses might hear about it, witnesses might come. And then it won't be a doubt anymore. But if he's not going to run to Bezdin, how witness is going to know to come? But Tosis is asking, Hatenech Eishes Kain.
I'm sorry, but suffix, suffix, isn't it supposed to be connected to each other? It's not this suffix or that suffix. There is two suffix within same inyan, isn't that right?
Here's the same inyan. Basically, it's one thing. Is she allowed or not? There's 75% chance she's allowed, 25% chance she's not allowed. There's millions of cases, in fact, there's a kohen sitting at the table. I'll tell you another case with a kohen, with a sex vacant. Can a pregnant wife of a kohen go to a cemetery?
No.
No.
It's 50-50 if it's
going to
be a boy or a girl.
Yeah, and? So then it's allowed or not allowed? A biblical doubt, 50-50, what's the din?
You can't go.
Cannot.
Lechumra.
But the halacha is that she could go. I mean, the minhag is that they don't go. But the halacha, she can go. Why? Number one, listen to this double doubt.
Might not be twins.
She might have a miscarriage. So, especially in those days, there were a lot of miscarriages. So Gemara says like this. 50% chance she might even miscarry. So then the whole thing is not a shaila. And even if she doesn't, then it's a kid. Maybe it'll be a girl. What happens if she knows it's a boy? So yeah. Then you don't have to double doubt anymore. So that's why there's a lot of...
The ultrasound and all that.
Huh?
The ultrasound.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Today, you can know. Okay, anyway.
Even
so
before the baby's born, it wouldn't be able to allow the baby to go to a cemetery?
Who?
Pregnant woman.
Not if it's a boy inside, because it's a baby already.
But how would she know? Considered an aisle over a thing or whatever, I don't know.
No.
Right.
Isn't she a Kohen herself?
No. A female Kohen could go to a cemetery.
She does. Is that considered a Kohen?
How would she
a Bas Kohen could go to a cemetery.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Torah says, "Emer la kayanim b'nei arein lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav." So Rashi quotes in the Chumash from the Gemara, "B'nei v'loy b'nei sarin," because it says, "Emer la kayanim." We know kayanim are b'nei arein. Why does the Torah say, "Emer la kayanim b'nei arein lenefesh lo yitama"? Because the Torah is teaching us that only a male kayan, a female kayan, meaning a bas kayan, aishas kayan, whatever, can go to no problem.
You would think the mother would be a mechitza for the baby.
It's not, because
how
there's
would she
no
know what was she has a boy or girl?
It's a doubt, 50-50.
Yeah.
But today you can know.
If you ask.
Yes, God. Okay.
Why not a mechitza? Because it's the same body?
Yeah, it's not. It's a problem.
Okay. Why is Gamal so concerned about them to go to bed the next morning? If anyway, he's not
going to
gain
it. That's what Tosis is asking. That's Tosis' question. If he's not believed anyway.
Why go at all?
So, no, why? The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, a guy marries a virgin Wednesday, okay. Then in case she's not a virgin, he could come right away the next day to Bezdin. Right. So Tosis said, what's he going to gain by coming? He's not believed anyway. So Tosis said, if it's a wife of a Kohen or a kid under three, the Gemara said later, he's believed. But otherwise, it's a double doubt. So that's what Tosfos says. Ha teinach eishes kain b'chusim ben shalish. It only makes sense for a wife of a kain or a girl under three. The lack alas chatz fake where there's only one doubt. So then he would be believed. Avo b'shar nashim de'ikas svek sveiko. But by all the other people, there's a double doubt. So the husband not believed anyway. Amai tinosiliyam dalit. What are you going to gain? By getting married on Wednesday, he's not believed anyway. What's the purpose of him coming to Bezdin? Okay, so again, Rashi answered the question, and Tosfos is going to quote Rashi soon, not now, that Rashi says, you're right, he's not believed. But if he comes to Bezdin, it'll be a tumult in the city about it, and maybe Adim that no will come and testify that she did commit adultery. But Rabbi Natan has a different answer. You're right. This din would only apply for a wife of a Kohen or a girl under three. But the Chachamim didn't want to say, okay, a wife of a Kohen gets married Wednesday night. Or the other girls get married any night. So you know what they made it all the girls Wednesday.
Why was he not believed when he comes next day again?
It's a double doubt. Maybe she committed adultery before, and if not, maybe she was raped.
That is embarrassing, Abid. So married on Wednesday.
Huh?
But it's embarrassing for the girl that everybody knows that she's not virgin.
That's why he's penalized if he's lying.
Yeah, he has to pay money, whatever.
Rabbi, how does this work if a Rashi's explanation? So the man goes to Beis Din, and then there's some sort of
tumult.
Yeah, and so when do the witnesses appear?
The witnesses may come a day, a week later. Who cares? They might come.
Well, no. So when he goes to Beis Din, so what is he expecting? Some sort of judgment?
Witness will come maybe right away. Or Bezin will say, let's wait a few days to see if witnesses are going to come.
And why would witnesses be more likely to come after he goes to Beis Din as opposed to a notice of the chasen in the first place?
Because why should witnesses get involved as long as Bezin is not making a thing about it?
But
what do you want to testify for?
Isn't this like the case of the Sota, right?
So he says, therefore, because this thing would apply to a wife of a kain and a girl under three, therefore, tikna b'chol anashim, they made a thing by all women, they get married Wednesday. But Taisus calls Rashi Kuntris. Kuntris is pamphlets. The reason why Taisus calls Rashi Kuntris all over Taisus, because when Rashi started writing his commentaries, nobody knew who he was. He was caught by mistake.
He was what?
Caught by mistake. The way Rashi wrote at the beginning, when Rashi would go into yeshiva, people learning, and they would not understand the Gemara, because without Rashi, it's very hard to understand the Gemara. So they would be stuck on the Gemara. So at night, Rashi would write on a kuntris, on a pamphlet, the explanation of the Gemara, and leave it inside the Gemara. Incognito. Nobody knew who it was. And then they would come the next day and say, whoa, this is good. And one day, Rashi was caught in the act.
One Gemara was available?
I don't know, whatever.
That wasn't me,
that's for sure. So Taisus is now going to say Rashi's comment and ask a question.
Even Tosfos didn't know that it's Rashi did it?
Yeah, but he became known as Kuntres, because that's what it is. Ubekuntres Pirush, Rashi explains, now what's the purpose of coming to Beis Din? Shemitechka, by coming to Beis Din, Yizbadet Adova, the thing will become clarified. The Aver Eidim Shazinza Berosim. Okay? And people will come. So like Rashi says, so again, Rabbeinu Tam said, really you're right, this reason doesn't apply for everybody, but the Chum said, everybody the same thing, like the wife of a Kohen. Rashi says, it will be clarified that witnesses will come. But Taisus asks a question and Rashi's comment. The Gemara says over there, Amar Abaye said, Afanan namitanino. We also learned this din, that O'Emer Pesach Basuch Matzasi. Remember, Rabbi Loza said the din, that if a guy comes and says, I found an open door, Namin Leisr Olav. So Abaye brings a proof from our Mishnah. That what? It says, Besula Nisas, right? That what? He gets married on Wednesday, then he should come to Beis Din, which means that the guy is believed. Right? But my love, the Kati'in and Pesach Besuch. Mabli, the Gabayi says, what is the guy when he comes to Beis Din? What is he saying? That he found an open door. It means she's not a Besula. Vahash Tahech Himay Sirai Lepira Shakuntris. How can Abaye bring a proof? According to Rashi's interpretation, even though he's not believed, he still has to come to Beis Din because maybe witnesses will come. Meaning like this. Rabbi Elazar says in the Gemara that if the guy says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, he's believed. So Rashi brings a proof, Abaye brings a proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the guy comes to Beis Din Thursday, so obviously he's believed.
Who said he's believed? He just goes to Beis Din.
Yeah, but Abaye's proof was that if the guy comes to Beis Din, he's going to be believed. Because otherwise, why is he coming to Beis Din?
What a minute.
So Taisa said, but according to Rashi, he's still no proof that he's believed. He's just coming to Bezin because maybe other witnesses will come. So according to Rashi, Abaye can't bring a proof to that din from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah doesn't say the guy necessarily is believed. Our Mishnah is saying that by coming to Bez, then they might cause witnesses. But Abai is bringing our Mishnah to prove that the guy is believed when he says it. And it's not a proof according to Rashi.
So the Abai must be right?
No, there's a question of how can... Because Ava Gavdeinem, let him still come. In other words, according to Rashi, if a guy from our Mishnah, if a guy comes to Beis Din, is he automatically believed?
No.
No. What does Rashi say? People will hear, maybe witnesses will come. But Abaye is bringing a proof from our Mishnah that the guy is believed. Mm-hmm. Right. So Taisha says, according to Rashi, there's no proof from our Mishnah that he's believed. Because the only thing Rashi says why he's coming to Beis Din is because maybe other witnesses will come. But he's not believed necessarily. So how's Abaye bringing our Mishnah as a proof that if a guy says she's not a virgin, he's believed?
So Rashi is going against Abaye.
Well, obviously he can't. So Taisha is asking a question of Rashi from Abaye. So the way Abaye is learning our Mishnah can't be the way Rashi is learning our Mishnah.
Oh.
Who's Abaye arguing?
No, he's not. But according to...
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong because according to Rashi, Abaye's statement doesn't make sense. The Ishlaim Asatasis answers like this. He doesn't bring a proof to Rabbi Lazar that he's believed. He's believed to know what it means that she's not a virgin. In other words, like this. Come on, a regular yeshiva bacha, not nowadays. The real ones. They don't know about these sexual things, yeah? He knows what a virgin, not a virgin, he knows what the difference is, you know. He doesn't know. So Abaye says, from our Mishnah, we will prove, yeah, that a guy knows, he's believed to say that if she's not a virgin, he's believed that she's not a virgin. Because if the guy comes to bed and says she's not a virgin, that's going to make a tumult. If a guy comes to bed and says, I really don't know what's going on there, nobody's going to come running to bed and witnesses. He doesn't know what, nobody knows what he's talking about. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So Taisa says, according to Rashi, Abaye's proof is not that he's believed to forbid her. He's believed to know that she's not a virgin.
He is believed to recognize.
To recognize the fact that she's not a virgin. That's what he said, the Ishleimat. Do they maisa Abaye Raya Lebelozer? What is Abaye bringing a proof to Rebelozer from our Mishnah? Not that he's believed, because according to Rashi, he's not believed. Elishu baki umakir. He's an expert, and he knows imu pasur pasur if it's taka not a virgin or not. Dim ain't a bucky, because if he's not an expert, he comes to Ben and says, you know, it's possible she's not a virgin. Lo yete akol, a rumor won't go out, but lo yete avi de birer. Why? Because people are going to say, shutaya, that the guy's making a mistake. And maybe he thinks, shamotze pesach basuach, maybe he thinks she's not a virgin, but really she is. So that's what. So Taisus is explaining according to Rashi, Abaye's proof that Pesach Pesuch Matzasi from Amishah that the guy comes to Bezin that he's believed doesn't mean he's believed that she's not a virgin. That therefore she's also. What it means is he's believed to say she's not a virgin.
The same thing, no?
No. Because that doesn't mean necessarily it's a Svek Sveka. But he's believed to say. Well,
because the speaker is whether he really knows it.
No, that's what he's saying. That we know. That the guy knows.
How do we know?
No, that's what he's. No, Rashi's saying that if a guy says, if she's not, he knows that she's not. Because coming to Beis Din, because if he's, what's Abaye saying? Because if he doesn't know for sure, coming to Beis Din is really worthless. He's going to sound like an idiot. Come to Beis Din, okay, I don't know if she's a virgin or not. You think witnesses are going to make a tumult? Think of people are going to say, the guy's nuts. He's ignorant, naive, whatever. What?
Before you mentioned something about a person not taking like a measure upon himself that he's not going to, something like he's not going to have a relationship with her or something like that, because she's not a virgin. Remember, you had to go to Beis Din and you said the reason he's going is because he wants to make him like a measure on himself or something like that.
No. The Gemara's question is, he says, why is a guy who says my wife's not a virgin and committed adultery? Because he's putting an isser upon himself. And therefore he's believed. But the Gemara is saying, the basis of his making it forbidden, there's no basis. Because if it's a double doubt, then he's not believed. Because even if he's believed that she's not a virgin, and that's why he wants to forbid her and him, it's not a good enough reason, because maybe it was done before they got married, before the Kedushin, and maybe she was raped. So in any case, it wouldn't be forbidden. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, that's one answer of Tesis. Ve'edish Shleim, Tesis answers another answer. The Gamle Pirish HaKuntaris, even according to Rashi, L'hoyim esakna she'teinisusli imdali mishum shemiz b'ayadeidim. So he says, the truth is, just for the reason Rashi says, they wouldn't have established only Wednesday. Now, Tosis is explaining a little bit like Rabbeinu Tam said, but he says like this, Kivin the Be'eshes came, because by a wife of came, and B'chusim Ibasholish, the Naman La'eser Olav, where it's forbidden, right? He's believed to forbid it, because it's only one doubt. Tikno Shetainisis B'revi Gambishar Noshim Tikn. Similar to what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam's reason is, even though it only applies to Eishes Kohen or not, but once we did it for Eishes Kohen, we do it for everybody. He's answering the same thing similarly according to Rashi. Tosis is saying that just for the reason coming to Beis Din to clarify is not enough reason to make everybody get married on Wednesday. But because Eishes Kohen and a girl under 3 must get married on Wednesday, so therefore, because of this, to verify if she is a psula or not a psula, this, they made everybody come Wednesday to get married. That they'll come to Beis Din. So he says, Tiknu, Gambisha Noshim Tiknu, Shemitech Kachietza, I call the voice will come, the rumor will come out. The Izbara Adava, the Edom, and witnesses will testify and clarify it. And then he says, and that's why Abaye proves from our Mishnah that a wife of a Kohen and a girl under 3 is believed. Okay? So there's basically Tosis explaining so far this whole thing to wrap it up. Tosis says, if there was Tainus Psulim, even though Lachay is not believed, so Tosis says, number one, Edom will come like Rashi says, oh, you're right, but we instituted for an Eishes Kohen and when they will be believed and so on. Now Tosis is going to ask a different question. If the Chachamim, why did the Chacham make the guy get married Wednesday? Because maybe she committed adultery. That means it must have been pretty common to commit adultery. I mean, if it's 1 in 1,000, why should he make a wedding day Wednesday? Because 1 in 1,000 guys, maybe she committed adultery. Right? So Tosis is asking Tema, which is, like we said before, a more powerful question. The Ha'acha Mashma here in our mission implies Mishum Chashasha Diznus, because maybe she committed adultery, Tiknu, they made a Tekonah that she get married Wednesday. Yet, Uberperek Beis the Gittin, okay, in the second parak of Gittin, it says, Tiknu's man be Gittin, why did the Chachamim institute that you have to write the date in the get? So one opinion is Mishum paid it, when she can stop eating the fruits of the husband. Or maybe, which is the second reason, maybe the husband will find merit for his niece, who he married, who committed adultery. The Gemara over there says, we're not afraid of znus, because znus is l'shchiach. Znus is not uncommon. There's a machlokes in the Gemara getting between the Merchon and Shlokish. I don't know. Why do we have zman in a get? Okay, a guy gives his wife a get, he gives a get. Why do you need to write the date of the get? Who cares when the date was? So there's two reasons. If I write on a piece of paper, I owe you $1,000. It's a contract? Do I need a date? No. You write a date in normal loan documents, because if you sell property, you have to know, can you go to the buyers who bought the property after the time of the loan, or, you know, is there a lien on the property, when the lien is. In fact, that's the first reason I paid her. When does she stop eating the fruits? Mm-hmm. You need to know, when the get was, that's when she's divorced. But there's another reason in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, a guy may be married, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. Okay? The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. Savas Rabbi Achasid writes, you shouldn't marry your niece. And they all ask him, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah, you're saying no, but the bottom is, today we don't do it. So what's the problem? Why do you need to write this man in the get?
The pregnancy, no?
No. That's why you have to wait 3 months. Very simple thing. The guy married his niece. As much as he hates her, it's still his niece. Okay, what happens if she commits adultery? So the husband's going to say it was after the get. He's going to lie. Maybe she committed adultery before the get. But if there's no date in the get, the husband, if he wants to stick up for his niece, he's going to say she committed adultery after the get, so she's not a married woman. Right? So Gemara says, why does that rabbi not say that reason? Because znus is uncommon. So Taisus asks over there, the Gemara says znus is uncommon, and yet Amisha seems to imply that a girl gets married on Wednesday because every girl, the husband's going to come the next day to Besdin. That means znus is shchiach. So it's a contradiction of two Gemaras. The Shleimar, so Taisus says like this, Hasan ka'amar znus ta'asil de misa. You know what znus is uncommon? Znus that leads to capital punishment. Where you have warning, and you have witnesses, and you have the whole thing. Inami hochosh leiteshiv imei be'isr koyomov. Hear that she shouldn't be sitting with him in the forbidden of, because if she committed adultery, she can't stay married to him. Therefore, the cheshish for znus, even though it's not common. In other words, there's two things. Number one, it depends what type of znus. Znus with witnesses and warning and everything is very uncommon. Here we're talking about znus without witnesses. He says that she committed adultery. Later witnesses will come. Or, here's a different problem. Because if she committed adultery, she can't stay married to him for the rest of her life. And yet you can stay married for the rest of her life. So over here the chum was stricter. You know, even though znus normally is not common, but here we're afraid, even though it's not common, maybe they're going to do something wrong. Okay.